All right, Carol. Well, today the House panel rejected Medicaid expansion. Where does this fit in the whole scheme of things? What other things are taking place in Tallahassee?
Well, a lot of people think this is over. But actually, that was just one of three interesting, important things that happened in regard to Medicaid expansion today. The first was that the state's chief economist, Amy Baker, presented her best projection of what it would actually cost or benefit the state to do the Medicaid expansion. And everybody's been waiting for this for weeks. And what she said was that the $26 billion that we would get from the federal government, it's not so much that we would be rolling in dough, it's that that would offset the negatives that we're going to get from the Affordable Care Act. And what she meant was businesses have to pay more tax on health insurance, and so the state is going to have to cover the extra cost for companies that we deal with, for our employees, for our Medicaid patients. If they're going to have to pay this tax, then we have to give them the money to pay the tax. And so there are all these costs associated with the Affordable Care Act that are mandatory costs. We can't get out of those. We're going to have to pay them anyway. So she's saying we need the $26 billion to pay these other costs. And it would come out more or less a wash. And what the Senate committee did when they heard that is say, hey, let's hold off and really think about this. The next thing that happened is that the Associated Industries lobbyist got up and sounded like he was supporting Medicaid expansion. And the history on that is that up until now, Associated Industries and others have taken a pretty neutral approach, the big business of Florida, because they were sort of caught. The hospitals and healthcare institutions all desperately wanted Medicaid expansion. Other businesses weren't sure. They thought maybe no. And so they didn't want to take a position. So today they finally did. They said, we need Medicaid expansion.
Associated Industries being probably the biggest lobbying.
The biggest business lobbying group in Florida. And so that's a powerful thing to have on your side. What happened was the afternoon came, and then the House committee decided to go in and vote. And they voted along party lines not to expand Medicaid. So that we have this odd situation where you've got the governor, you've got the Senate committee pretty much, where it sounds like they're kind of leaning in favor of Medicaid expansion. You've got big business on board. You've got the hospital screaming and crying for it. Just about everybody except the Tea Party is for it. And now you've got the House saying, no, it's over. We're not going to do it.
All right, so we have the House panel saying no. We have the big business lobbyists saying yes. And the governor reversed his course last week and said yes to Medicaid expansion. Is this dead? Is it going to happen? Where does it go from here?
I've been asking people who hang around the legislature what they think. And they remind me that the legislature can do whatever it wants. That if somebody in the House wants to write up legislation, write a bill, or wants to adopt the Senate bill, assuming there's going to be one, then they can go ahead and consider it. The committees can consider it. The House can consider it. It's logical to expect, though, that they won't unless there is horse trading going on. If there is something the Senate has that the House wants, then there may be some reason to trade.
So bottom line, this isn't going away. Stay tuned.
Right.
All right. That's Carol Gentry with Health News Florida. Thanks very much.
Thank you.